Texte numéro 113. The UK needs a bigger role for science in the government. Patrick Vallance, the UK government's chief scientific advisor, says that every government department needs to take science into consideration and invest much more in research and development so as to boost growth. According to him, considerations of science, technology, and engineering need to become embedded in the heart of every government department. Placing greater priority on science will lead to greater military security, more resilience to future threats from pandemics and climate change, and will also boost the country's economy, said Vallance at New Scientist Live on Sunday. The current government seems to have quite a focus on growth, and if you want growth, then you need to have science, engineering and technology, he said. If you look around the world today, 8 out of the top 10 companies, the biggest, fastest growing companies, are science and technology companies. And if you look at the relationship between government research and development spending and productivity, you see that there is a positive relationship. We definitely need a change in behaviours to beat the climate crisis, Patrick Vallance concluded. Vallance called for all government departments to consult more experts on science, technology and engineering, and he also recommended that more graduates in these fields should be employed in the civil service. In every single aspect of government, science, technology and engineering have a part to play. What our healthcare looks like, every aspect of transport, how towns are designed, how green spaces are used to improve our lives, and the role of technology in ensuring justice, he said. And he added that he thought it was impossible to think of a single policy area that couldn't be impacted by science in some way. In 2019, a science capability review ordered by Vallance found that in some British government departments, the amount of spending on scientific research had actually fallen over the past decade and was less than 1% of the total budget, a figure which he found shocking. This is how he summed up his opinion. If you were a company and you said, "I'm going to spend 0.1% on research and development," you would effectively declare yourself to be a no-growth, no-innovation commodity. That can't possibly be what a government is supposed to be. Indeed, innovation has got to be all-important. The review also found that only about 1 in 10 undergraduates recruited to the civil service fast-stream career pathway had a science degree. The aim is now to increase this to 50% of the total by 2024. It can't be right that 10% of the Premier Graduate Intake Scheme have science degrees, said Vallance. Adapted from New Scientist, October 2022.